The Grass Crown by Colleen McCullough. So, Metellus Numidicus is to come home at last, said Lucius Cornelius Sulla when he was sure his detested second wife Aelia was out of earshot. Gaius Marius shifted restlessly on his end of the middle couch, frowning. Well, I'm not singing paeans of joy, said Marius, giving Sulla a piercing glance. Are you? They had drifted apart, thought Publius Rutilius Rufus, reclining alone on the second couch. 3 years ago, even two, they could not have had such a tensely wary conversation. What happened? And whose fault is it? I'm bored, Gaius Marius, Sulla said, staring into his wine cup. At least when Metellus Numidicus returns to the Senate, things might take an interesting turn. I miss those titanic battles you and he used to have. In which case, Lucius Cornelius, you're going to be disappointed. I'm not going to be in Rome when Metellus Numidicus arrives. I've just remembered a vow I made to the great goddess before I beat the Germans, that if I won, I'd make a pilgrimage to her sanctuary at Pessinus. I'm hoping that Metellus Numidicus finds his return a hollow victory.
I'll drink to that, said Sulla, and did.
A silence fell that was not easy to break, for the old accord was missing. Perhaps, thought Publius Rutilius Rufus, it had been a matter of expedience and the battlefield, rather than a truly deep-seated friendship. Only how can they forget all those years when together they fought Rome's foreign enemies? Then he said to himself, nonsense. They're just...